我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
爱我们的父神，感谢你带领我们过去一个礼拜来蒙主你的照顾平安。
Father God, we are grateful that you lead us the past week and give us peace。
我们以喜乐心到主你面前来敬拜。
We come to worship you with a joyful heart。
求主你的圣灵继续在这会中跟我们同在。
Allow your Spirit to God to be with us。
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus。
Amen。我们是否有人觉得现在的人生是处在困苦的阶段当中，并且盼望着现在的处境只不过是暂时的，而神将帮助我们支撑过去。
Is anyone of us, does anyone of us feel that the stage of the life you're in now is in the middle of difficulty and hoping that this period is only something temporary that God will help us to help us to go through with this?
你期待着如一首的诗歌的名字叫明天会更好。
Just like a song says, tomorrow will be better.
不管我们是遇到生活上的困难或是精神上的压力，如果我们知道神牵着我们的手走人生的道路，我们的心将有平安。
No matter it is the difficulty in life or the spiritual stress, as we know that God is going to lead us going through this journey of life, then we'll have peace.
如果我们知道主是掌管明日的神，
Once we know that God is God who is in charge of tomorrow,
我们将充满着盼望的心来面对将来。
We're going to face future with a hope.
如果我们有神作为我们的依靠，
If we have God to be our reliance,
我们如果知道他在带领我们人生的脚步，这样我们现在所遇到种种的困难只不过是暂时。
Once we know that God is leading the journey in front of us, then we know that the difficulty we are facing now is nothing but contemporary, but temporary.
我们现在只不过是处在一个过渡时期之中，我们期待着一个光明的前程。
We are facing something that is a transitional period. We are facing a bright future.
当年以色列民在埃及遭受到埃及人的逼迫。
When the Israelites were being persecuted by the Egyptians,
他们在埃及当奴隶做苦工。
They were slaves and worked hard labor.
他们处在一个苦闷之中，他们不知道何时才能够出头天。
In the midst of their suffering, they didn't know when they can be delivered.
但神却知道他们所受的困苦。
But God knows their suffering.
神听见了他们所发出的哀声。
God heard their cry.
神知道他们处在痛苦之中。
And God knows that they are in the middle of suffering.
于是神呼召摩西来带领以色列民出埃及。
Thus God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
因此以色列民开始走向自由之路。
As the Israelites started to go to the road to freedom.
我们从出埃及记十四章五到十四节共同来领受神的话语。第一，向往自由的前程。
From what we read this morning, Exodus 14, let's examine God's word in three aspects. First, marching into the journey of freedom.
出埃及记十二章四十到四十一节说，以色列人住在埃及共四百三十年，正满了四百三十年的那一天，耶和华的军队从埃及地出来。
Exodus 22. Now the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the lost divisions left Egypt.
以色列民自从雅各的家族因为在迦南地遭受了饥荒，所以移民到埃及去居住。
Since Jacob's family came to Canaan because of the famine, the Israelites have moved to Egypt.
后来人数慢慢的增多，影响力大，因此后来埃及新的王起来治理埃及的时候，出埃及记第一章九到十节说，他对百姓说：“看啊，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛，来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们。”恐怕他们起来日后若遇到什么战争的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地区了。
Later on, the Israelites' number increased to become influential. The Pharaoh, the new Pharaoh, come to power, and in Exodus 1:9-10, look, he said to his people, the Israelites has come too far numerous to us. Come, we must deal surely with them.And they will become even more numerous, and if the war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country.
埃及人看见以色列人的人数比他们要多了，要比他们强盛，因此开始逼迫他们，把他们当作奴隶。
When the Egyptians see the Israelites become numerous, become stronger than them, so they start to persecute them and change them and charge them into become slaves.
所以以色列民在埃及，他们在那里做苦工。埃及王甚至计划要把以色列民消灭。
And the Israelites, they become the hearts become slave in Egypt, and the Pharaoh even planned for genocide.
他们交代收生婆、啊、如果替希伯来人或者是、啊、意思是以色列人接生的时候，出埃及记第一章十六节说，你们为希伯来夫妇收生、啊、看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了、啊、若是女孩就留他们存活。
And the midwives were instructed by them in Exodus 1:16.When you are helping the Hebrew woman during the childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see the baby is a boy, kill him. And if it's a girl, let her live.
当以色列民处在那一种的处境当中，实在是感到前途渺茫，没有希望。
In that circumstances, the Israelites feared that the future was bleak and there was no hope.
他们做苦工，这是肉体上的痛苦。加上心灵上的痛苦，面对种族的歧视啊，灭族的危机。
They work in hard labor, suffering from physical pain and emotional suffering, and they face the discrimination and also face the distinction.
他们能够从哪里来找到了希望呢
？Where can they find hope?
在1927年。12月17日、啊、美国的一艘潜水艇 S4 在麻省的外海、啊、当海底、啊、从海底要升上水面的时候，被一艘、啊、海防的驱逐舰、啊、意外撞沉。
On December the 17th, 1927, a US submarine S4 was accidentally hit as it surfaced to the surface was hit by a Coast Guard destroyer outside of the Massachusetts Sea.
所有40个海员被陷在船里面。
All 40 seamen were trapped in the cabin.
当抢救人员潜入海底抢救，最后一个抢救员听到了潜水艇里面的水手用摩斯暗号轻敲着信号说是否有希望呢
When the rescuer come to the ocean floor, one of the rescuer heard a Morse code coming from one of the sailors inside the trapped submarine, and the code reads, Is there any hope?
是否有希望呢
Is there any hope?
是不是也是今天你所要问的问题呢
？Isn't that a question you are asked today？
你在工作上遇到了困难
？You're facing difficulty in your work。
你考虑着毕业之后是不是能够找到一份
You're anxious that after you graduate, will you be able to find a good job? You're facing financial difficulties. You're facing problems at home in your marriage. You encounter a special illness. You ask, is there any hope?
以色列民当时在埃及法老王的逼迫下过着、啊、痛苦奴隶的生活，在他们心灵的深处必定向神发出一个内心的呼喊，说我们是否有希望。
In their slavery underneath Pharaoh, the Israelites asked the same question to God, is there any hope?
圣经告诉我们，神听见了他们的哀声。
Bible told us that God heard their cry.
神知道了他们所受的痛苦。
God knows their suffering.
神是一位慈爱怜悯的神。
God is a kind and merciful God.
于是差遣摩西到埃及法老王的面前，带领以色列民出埃及。
And he sent Moses to Pharaoh to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
出埃及的事件对以色列民来说是神在他们当中所施行一件历史的壮举。
The Exodus to Israelites was a magnificent historical feat.
神拣选了他们作为他的子民。
God chose them to be his children.
摩西带领他们走向一个自由的旅程。
And Moses led them into the journey of freedom.
他们是否有盼望呢？
Do they have hope?
他们充满着盼望，要离开为奴受苦之地，前往神所应许他们牛奶与蜜的应许的美地。
They were filled with hope to leave the slavery, to come to the land, the promised land that filled with milk and honey.
今天神也借着耶稣基督到世界上来成为我们的盼望。
Today, Jesus came to this world to become our hope.
有学者研究，自从1999年到现在，美国的自杀率增加24%。
A study showed that the suicide rate of America has increased by 24% since 1999.
24%.
24%.
如果有一种疾病急剧升高到24%，我们将认为这是一种流行性的一种的好像是瘟疫疾病。
If a disease saw such a spike, we would deem it an epidemic.
我们如何解释这种增加呢？
How do we explain such an increase?
我们从来没有受过这么多的教育。
We've never been so well educated.
我们拥有我们的父母所从未梦想到的那些科技的工具。
We have tools of technology of our parents could have never dreamed of.
我们充满着娱乐和消遣。
We are saturated with entertainment and recreation.
仍然更多的人安排夺取自己的生命。
Yet, more people than ever are orchestrating their own deaths.
为什么会有这种事情呢？
How could this be?
这些答案应该是这个。人们死亡的原因，因为缺乏盼望。
Among the answers must be this: people are dying for lack of hope.
我们的人生不能没有盼望。
In our life, we cannot go without hope.
耶稣到世界上来带给我们盼望。
Jesus came to this world to give us hope.
我们在耶稣基督里面看到神。对我们世界上的人的爱，这带给我们盼望。
In Christ, we saw God's love for the world, and this gives us hope.
当玛利亚怀孕的时候，天使告诉约瑟，在马太福音第1:21说，他将要生一个儿子， 你要把他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
When Mary received an immaculate conception, the angel told Joseph in Matthew 1:21, "She will give birth a son, and you are to call him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
耶稣来要把我们从罪恶的束缚中释放得自由。耶稣到世界上来，就是带给我们自由的盼望。
Jesus come to this world to free us from the bondage of sin. Jesus come to this world to give us the hope of freedom.
第二，脱离奴隶的心态。
Second, to come off the mentality of slavery.
当法老王最后准许以色列民出埃及，摩西就带他们出去。
Moses led his people out of Egypt after the Pharaoh allowed them to leave Egypt.
出埃及记43:5说，埃及王听到报告，知道以色列人已经逃走，他和他的臣仆改变主意，说：“我们为什么这么傻呢？啊，我们让以色列民逃脱，失掉了一群奴隶。”
Exodus 14:5, when the king of Egypt was told that people had fled.Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we been done? What have we done? We have let Israelites go and have lost their services."
埃及的法老王让以色列民出埃及之后，后来那些臣仆啊反应说，哎，我们怎么这么傻呢？
After Pharaoh allowed the Israelites left Egypt, his officials came to him and asked, "How can we be so foolish?"
让这么多的奴隶工逃出去，啊，离开我们，啊，今后那么多的苦工由谁来做
？And after this, who is going to do all the hard labor after we let all these slaves go？
我们让他们出去，这不是遭受到了很大的损失吗
？And we are losing a lot by letting them go。
于是法老王跟他的臣仆改变了主意。
As Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds.
继续14:6-7说，于是埃及王登上战车，召集军队，他带着所有的战车出发，包括600辆最精选的战车，由指挥官指挥。
So Pharaoh and his chariots made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots.Along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officials over all of them.
最后，他们追到了红海边以色列民扎营的地方。
Finally, they come to the Red Sea, at the edge of Red Sea, where the Israelites camp.
14:10-11说，以色列人一看见埃及王和他的军队赶上他们，非常恐惧，就向上主求救。他们对摩西说：“难道我们在埃及没有葬身的地方吗？为什么把我们带到这旷野送死吗？你把我们领出埃及，你看你做了什么好事
？”Verses 10 and 11. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because we were no graves?" There were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die. What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt?
从以上的这段经文，我们看到，在一个团体里面，当遇到了问题的时候，他们马上将指头指向领导者，将问题的责任归到领导者的身上。
From this, we see two things. One, in a group, when a problem arises, they quickly point the finger at the leader and blame all the responsibilities on the leader.
这一点我也了解。如果在教会的侍奉上，如果遇到了困难的时候，大家的这个指头都指向了牧师。
And I can understand that whenever there's a problem at church, that whenever there's a problem, everybody point their finger at the pastor.
或是我们教会所有的长老
，all the elders in the session。
但是我们学习的功课就是，我们应当以冷静的心、谦卑的态度来面对问题。
something we can learn is that we should face the problem with calm and humble spirit.
因此我们能够共同来寻求解决的办法。
They will come up with a solution.
再来，以色列民已经踏上了自由的旅程，他们已经从埃及的境内出来，到了红海的边境。
The second thing we learn from this passage is that Israelites has marched on to the journey of freedom. They have come to the edge of Red Sea at the border of Egypt.
但是当以色列民在这个时候遇到了埃及军队的威胁，他们向摩西抱怨，为什么把他们从埃及领出来呢？
The Israelites faced the threat of the Egyptian army. They complained to Moses, why do they bring out of Egypt?
他们向他说，你做了什么好事呢？
You have done such a good thing.
你要我们死在旷野吗？
You want to let us die in the wild.
我们在埃及做奴隶总比死在旷野好得多。
We were even better to be a slave in Egypt than to die in the wild.
这些来反映当时以色列民他们的奴隶心态。
This reflects the mentality of slavery of the Israelites.
以色列民出埃及的时候本来非常的高兴，他们获得了自由，这种梦想已经实现了。
They were happy and they were joyful when they were leaving the Egypt. The Israelites, they thought that their freedom, the dream of freedom, have achieved.
他们不久将进入了神所应许他们的迦南地。
Not long they will enter God's promised land, the Canaan.
但是当法老的军队追上了他们到红海的面前的时候，他们进退无路，他们无路可走。
But when Pharaoh's army was after them at the edge of Red Sea, they had no place to go forward, and there was no retreat.
在这种的情况之下，有如法老王，在他们心里对他们说：“你们是我的奴隶。”
As if in these circumstances, the Pharaoh is saying to them, "You are my slave."
我拥有你们，我要把你们带回去。
I own you, and I'm bringing you back.
但是另外，神有如一个声音对他们说，你们是我的子民。
But God spoke to them too, in a voice saying that you are my children.
我救赎了你们。
I have redeemed you.
我将带你们向前获得自由。
I'm going to lead you forward and give you freedom.
以色列民在他们的心中必定挣扎着面对一个选择。
The Israelites must be conflict, have conflict in their heart, facing a decision.
他们是神的子民，或是他们是法老的奴隶。
Are they God's children, or are they the slave?Of Pharaoh.
Pharaoh 与他的军队出动，要再把以色列民带回去埃及。
Pharaoh sent his army to bring the Israelites back to Egypt.
这象征着过去要把他们抓回去。
This symbolizes the past is going to bring them back.
意思就是说，他们是属于过去的。
That they belong to the past.
他们过去是奴隶。
They were slaves.
因此法老王要再把他们，再带到过去的那一种的情况。
Thus, Pharaoh is going to bring them back to their past situation.
当时许多的以色列民脱离不了那种奴隶的心态，想回到埃及地区。
At that time, lots of Israelites couldn't escape from the mentality of slavery, and they were ready to return to the slavery.
我们感谢神，借着耶稣基督使我们成为神的儿女，我们在基督里成为一个自由的人。
We are grateful that through Jesus Christ we become God's children, and in Christ we become a free man.
加拉太书第五章第一节说。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以我们，要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
我们在耶稣基督里已经成为至高之神的儿女了，我们不再是罪的奴仆。
In Christ, we become the children of God Most High. We are no longer the slave of sin.
我们也应当靠主脱离罪之奴隶的心态。
And we have to break away the mentality of slavery of sin.
我们不要让过去的失败、失望等等再回来束缚我们。
Do not let those past mistakes, failure, disappointment to come and bondage us.
我们不要成为过去失败的奴隶，使我们失去了内心的自由与喜乐。
We don't want to be the slavery of the past failure that get rid of us what we have, the joy and freedom.
约翰一书一章九节说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。”
1 John 1:9 If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness.
当我们以悔改的心诚心在主的面前忏悔认罪，主已经在基督里赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
When we repent sincerely in front of the Lord, and God promised that He will forgive our sin and cleanse all our unrighteousness,
我们已经蒙神的接纳，并且神赐给我们一个新的机会向前走。
We are being accepted by God, and God allowed us a new opportunity to march forward.
罗马书第八章第一节说：“如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪。”
Romans 8:1 Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
多么的一个好消息！我们在基督里认罪悔改，神已经赦免了我。神不再对我们定罪。
What a wonderful news that in Christ, when we confess our sin, God forgives us and He no longer condemns our sins.
但是多么的可惜，多少时候我们已经蒙神赦免的，但是我们还不能够原谅自己，我们还自己定罪。
Yet how regretfully that many times we were being forgiven by God, then we cannot still forgive ourselves and we still condemn ourselves.
我们没有脱离罪之奴仆的心态。
And we cannot depart from the mentality of slavery.
我们要提醒自己，我们借着耶稣基督并圣灵的做工同在之道，我们是神之自由的儿女。
We have to remind ourselves that by His Spirit, by God's Spirit being with us, we are God's children, children of freedom.
我们在耶稣基督里已经蒙神的赦免的，已经自由了。
And in Christ, we are being forgiven, and we are free.
罗马书第八章14-16节说。因为凡被圣灵引导的都是神的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Romans 8:14-15 For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.The spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
神在基督耶稣里要我们成为自由之子。 脱离过去的生活的束缚，来活出神的儿女新的生命。
In Christ, God wants us to be the children of freedom, to depart from the old life, the bondage of old life, and live out a good life in Jesus Christ.
有一位作家分享，他在过去经常报道一些电影界的消息。
An author shared that her experience that she reported in show business.
她说她认识许多在影坛界的人士。
She knew many people in the show business.
有一些在挣扎中的男影星或者是女影星，在餐厅打工，他们刚开始的时候，或者在戏院里面检票，以维持他们的生活，然后他们出名了。
Some struggling actor and actresses, they work in a restaurant or become an usher in the theater to maintain their life. Then later on, they became famous.
当他们在挣扎困难的日子的时候，他们经常说：“如果我能够在事业上有成就，如果我能够有这个或有那个，我就快乐了。”
This is what they often say when they are struggling. If only I could make it in this business. If only I had this or that, I'll be happy.
他们在那个时候也好像其他的人同样处在紧张、跨虑、容易受挫折等等的情况当中。
They just like others face the situation with anxiety, with nervousness, and with frustration.
但是，当他们最后有一天成功出名了
，Yet one day they become famous.
他们变成为无法忍受的不稳定的容易发脾气甚至疯狂的不仅仅是自大，正如你所期待的甚至更坏他们如今比以前更不快乐。
They became insufferable, unstable, angry, and manic. Not just arrogant, as you might expect. More than that, they were now unhappier than they used to be.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们本身没有改变。
For they haven't changed.
他们虽然出名了，但是他们仍然是以前的那一个人。
Although they become famous, they're still the same man as they were before.
我们感谢神，在耶稣基督里把我们从过去旧的生活当中，把我们带进一个新的生活。
Thanks to God that He led us from the old life into a new life.
哥林多后书第五章十七节说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
我们感谢神，借着我们的主耶稣基督，使我们成为神的儿女。我们就是那至高之神的儿女。
We are very grateful for God. In Jesus Christ, we become God's children, and we become the children of the God of Most High.
我们不再是罪的奴仆，我们是自由之子。
We are no longer the slave of sin. We are God's children, children of freedom.
最后。依靠神奇妙的恩典。
Three, rely on God's amazing grace.
当法老王与他的军队来追上了以色列民的时候，以色列民他们非常的惧怕、恐慌与埋怨。
When Pharaoh's army caught up with the Israelites, the Israelites they were panicked, they were fearful, and they grumbled.
在那种情况紧张的情况当中。出埃及记十四章十三到十四节，摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，只管站住，看今天耶和华向你们所施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。耶和华必为你们征战， 你们只管静默，不要作声。
In that tense crisis, Moses answered people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."
以上的经文，摩西告诉以色列民，在他们遇到那种的紧急的情况当中，不要害怕，只管站住静默，不做任何什么事，神亲自将替他们征战。
Moses told the Israelites that in that tense, nervous crisis, do not be afraid. All you have to do is just stand still, and God will fight for you.
象征这是神奇妙的恩典。
And this is God's amazing grace.
摩西告诉以色列民说，你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。
Moses told the Israelites, the Egyptians you see today, you will never see again.
意思就是今天他们所遇到的困难、威胁，将获得彻底的解决。
And the threat you are facing today will be completely resolved.
在我们人生当中，或许有时我们也像以色列民他们遇到了走投无力的无路的处境。
In our life, perhaps sometimes we face the same situation like the Israelites, that there is nowhere to go.
我们也像他们一样的恐惧、惧怕、恐慌与埋怨。
And we are just like them. We are fearful. We are mad. We are fearful, and we are anxious, and we grumble.
我们所遇到的困难远超乎我们的能力所能够去解决的。
And the problem we face is way beyond our ability to solve.
像在这种情况下，神要借着摩西当天对以色列民的话来应许我们，不要惧怕，只管站住，只管静默，神必亲自替我们征战。
God is going to speak to us like he told Moses that day through Israelites. Do not be afraid. Stand firm. Be still. God will fight for us.
神的智慧超过我们的智慧。
God's wisdom,
神的能力远超过我们的能力。
God's wisdom is way higher than our wisdom, and his ability is way higher than our abilities.
我们不是靠着我们的能力，而是靠着神的恩典与他的能力去成就事情。
Not by our strength, but by the grace of God we accomplish things.
有一首诗歌 ，Chris Tomlin 所作的，是我们的神是何等伟大。
Mr. Chris Tomlin wrote a famous hymn, "How Great."Is our God.
作者来歌颂神是一位何等伟大的神。
And Mr. Tomlin praised God how great God is.
他说他是超乎万民之上。
Name above all names.
配得万有的赞美。
Worthy of all praise.
我的心歌颂我们的神何等伟大。
My heart will sing.How great is our God?
请来跟我们一起歌颂我们的神何等伟大。
Sing with me, how great is our God?
作者 Chris 九岁的时候，医生诊断他患了一种的过敏症，整个夏天要留在室内。
Mr. Chris Tomlin was diagnosed with some type of immune diseases when he was 9 years old, and whole summer he was asked to stay indoors.
对一个活动活泼的孩子来讲，不能够到室外去打球骑单车、钓鱼等等的活动是一件何等痛苦的事。
It is a painful stuff for a 9-year-old active child who wasn't able to go outside to play ball, to ride bike, or to fish.
他的父亲经营一家药房店里也卖吉他。他的父亲也懂得一些吉他，因此父亲给他一支吉他。
His father managed a pharmacy, and then there were guitars in there, so he bought him a guitar and taught him how to play guitar.
每天早晨，他的父亲要去上班之前，就教Chris一些吉他的技巧，教他一弹，整天呢都来练吉他。
Before the father goes to work in the morning, he would teach Chris some techniques about guitar and ask him to practice.
他慢慢的学会了吉他，几年之后也在教会里面带领敬拜上人。
A few years later, he became pretty good with guitar and started to lead praise and worship at church.
他也写诗歌，一二十年之后，他的赞美诗歌在全世界各地都在唱。
10-20 years later, a lot of his praise songs are being sung all over the world.
Chris 写的诗歌说，赞美神是何等伟大的神。
And Mr. Tomlin wrote the song, How Great is Our God.
无论是因为九岁的 Chris 所遇到的困难，或是以色列民当时遇到埃及大军的威胁，或是我们自己亲身所遇到的困难，我们借着依靠爱我们的神，我们将体会到神是一位何等伟大的神。No
matter is the problem faced by a 9-year-old Chris. Or the problem faced with the threat of the Egyptian army of Israelites, or the problem we are now facing, as long as we rely on our God, and then we'll realize how great He is.
我们的心能够跟Chris Tomlin唱说，我们的神是何等的伟大。
And we can all sing with our heart, along with Mr. Chris Tomlin, how great is our God.
他对我们的恩典是何等的奇妙！
How marvelous is His grace upon us!
神差遣摩西带领以色列民出埃及，因此他们走向自由之路。
God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Therefore, they march into the journey of freedom.
他们最后脱离了奴隶的身份，靠着神的恩典，成为神的子民。
And they were departed from their slavery and then relied on God's grace to become God's children. Today we are grateful that in Jesus Christ, God sent us free from our sin. We are no longer the slave of sin, and along with the marvelous grace of Jesus Christ, we become God's children. And we enjoy the freedom in Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在耶稣基督里成为我们成为你的儿女。
Loving Father, we are grateful that in Christ we become your children.
我们不再处在罪恶的奴隶当中。And
we are no longer in the slavery of sin.
我们感谢你对我们这么大的恩典。And
we are grateful for such a grace, amazing grace.
让我们继续能够活出主你爱的见证。And
help us to live out a good witness for you.
在这春假的节期。 节期当中有许多家庭出外旅行，求主你也继续带领他们，无论在各处，主你的保守在他们身上。Lots
of families are traveling the spring break. We pray for their safety.
我们今天下午也要举行同工的召集会，求主你让我们弟兄姐妹大家在主里面能够得着装备，在主你面前。
We pray for the leadership training this afternoon and humbly ask you to direct us as a team to serve you more gratefully. We pray for the disciple training on Thursday night to allow each one of the participants to be good disciples for you.
在我们当中，弟兄姐妹。 有的人遇到一些特别的难处，求主您亲自带领保守。
Some of the people in the congregation suffer from special difficulties. We pray for your blessings and guidance.
让我们知道我们是主您宝贵的儿女，您在带领我们前面的路上。
And help us to know that you are a good Father and you lead us the journey in front of us.
求主您继续将主您的圣灵、主您的恩典降临在每个弟兄姐妹的上面。
And your blessing and grace to be upon each one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
And pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.